Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And that's exactly what we're going to do today with conversations with you. We are in the waterfowl season right now. If you're headed out goose hunting or even muzzleloader deer hunting today or any other type of hunting, we welcome your phone calls while you're on the road. Because don't run off the road, of course. Just give us a call here on your phone, and we can have a conversation. I'd like to talk to you about whatever you want to talk about, and that would be fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. As long as it's involved around that subject somewhere, we're more than glad to talk about it. And this will be the last show of the year, of course. This is the last Saturday of 2013. I'm looking forward to a great 2014, I hope, and I hope you are too. 2013 wasn't that great, but 2014... Let's hope for better things. What do you think? 410 WCBM 680 is our phone number. 410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680. 1-800-922-6680. Now, our muzzleloader contest continues. I was going to say today's the last day, but for December, why don't we include all those folks who may have been away last week and, you know, maybe away this week, I don't know, for the new year. Let's extend this one more week, and we'll do the drawing next week for the December muzzleloader, the last muzzleloader giveaway of the year. It's a CVA Wolf muzzleloader, a great deal. I just took my CVA Acura, excuse me, to Clyde Sports Shop and made sure Lawrence, the gunsmith, helped me out getting the scope mounted on there. I had it up all mounted up, and I just needed him to kind of check the mounts and make sure it was square and the eye relief was right and all that type of thing. So I've got me a new CVA Acura MR mountain rifle, a little short barreled muzzleloader for sitting in a tree stand and very maneuverable. I put a little 2x8 Nikon Monarch on there from our buddies at Nikon. So we're happy with that combination. So I can't wait to get out and shoot it and sight it in and maybe start using that one too. I've got a number of muzzleloaders. I like muzzleloaders. I've got a pile of them, and I just I enjoy shooting them. Let's talk to Frank in Trappy, Maryland. How are you, Frank?
Trappy.
Yeah.
How are you doing, Mr. Al?
I'm good, buddy. How are you, Frank?
Well, I got my big overalls half up. Getting ready to get out of this car and go jump in the woods, Mr. Al.
Ah, good for you, man. Good for you. You deer hunting today?
Trying to catch some pot roast.
Yeah. Oh, man, I'll tell you what. I was looking for a bologna doe yesterday with Jacob, and we just did not have a deer show up at all.
Wow.
So I don't know. I don't know what happened there. But Jacob said, I think that's the first time I've been in that stand that I haven't seen a deer. And I said, you've been very successful in this stand with three opening day bucks. So, you know. So.
Yeah, I had about 25 or 30 of them stretched out over about 100 yards, Al. And they were just only, that was Thursday evening.
Yeah.
Not one buck, and just in an hour, never presented a shot.
Yeah.
I was astounded.
That sounds like you got a good spot. So.
Yeah. Well, just wanted to tell you, I love you like a brother. Glad you're there, Al.
All right, Frank. I appreciate that. Happy New Year to you, buddy.
Likewise, my friend.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
See ya. Bye-bye. Bill Westminster, you in a stand somewhere? Whoops. Bill Westminster, good morning. Are you in a stand somewhere already?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Luckily, I'm off work today, and I'm on my way, getting ready to leave here in one minute, so I can finish talking to you.
Oh, good.
I just want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you.
Well, same to you, buddy. Same to you.
And you know what I'm going to do?
What are you going to do?
If I win this muzzleloader, I'm going to donate it.
Are you really?
Yep. I'm going to donate it to a junior.
Well, good luck to you, man. That's great.
I'm going to need your help for that, to find out who I could donate it. Some kid that doesn't have a gun.
Oh.
Donate it to him.
We can work that out, that's for sure, Bill.
Yep.
All right.
You know, just some kids don't have it. They're not.
They don't. You know, you're absolutely right.
And I'm going to donate it to them, and that way maybe they'll get out there and be able to do some more hunting.
You're an honorable man there, Bill, from Westminster.
Like Brad Vosburg says, burn some powder.
Burn some powder. Yeah, do it, man. Well, good luck to you today. I hope they're moving. I think it's going to be early today. I think it's going to be an early move. I mean, they didn't do anything last night until after dark, and then fields were full of them. So.
Well, I tell you something, they are really skittish.
I know they are.
I've been seeing. They get on the edge of the woods, and they run through the field.
Well, good luck.
Hey, thanks. Thanks, Alan, and I'll be talking to you.
You do that, and Happy New Year to you, Bill.
Thank you very much.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye. Bye. There he goes. All right, Anthony and Glen Burnie. Good morning, Anthony. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Good. What's up?
I had two questions for you.
I'll try.
The first regarding, like, public hunting lands, if you were to do archery and you're going for whitetail, which public lands would you suggest going to? I went up the Black Raven. There was a lot of, like, trails or whatnot, but I didn't see anything. I'm looking for some other areas to go to.
Yeah. Have you tried Liberty at all?
I haven't tried Liberty. I was thinking Patapsco over at the Daniels area or maybe the Avalon, but I haven't got anything solid yet.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, Anthony, it's hard for me to tell you the correct answer because deer are available in all those areas that you mentioned. I don't know how far you want to travel, but
right.
What I would do would be go to Glenbrook and get some of those maps of the little co-op farms because they don't get very much pressure. Some
okay.
of the co-op farms in Carroll County and things like that, especially with archery hunting. And
Glenbrook is what you said?
Yeah, Glenbrook over...
okay.
Yeah, it's in Owings Mills. It's right off Owings Mills Boulevard on Glenbrook Road.
Okay.
So if you get on if you get on 795, get off on Owings Mills Boulevard, cross Reisterstown Road, keep going, I don't know, maybe a mile, and turn right at the light there on Glenbrook Road, and you will see the facility on the left-hand side. Now, they're only open in the mornings. And you might want to call some morning early ahead of going over there, find out when they're actually open. They have maps of public areas that are you know, public co-op farms. But
okay.
if you want to travel, though, I will tell you some of the best areas for hunting in Maryland, and they don't get a lot of pressure. And that's some of those areas in southern Maryland, Anne Arundel County, Calvert County, St. Mary's County. And go that way. And I'll make a recommendation to you if you're online. Go to Maryland Hunting Quarterly. That's a publication that I do. It's called MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com. It's all spelled out, and there is an article in this month's issue that lists all the names and contacts of all the public hunting lands in southern Maryland.
All right, I'm writing it down now. My second question for you is on archery-only public lands.
Mm-hmm.
I had a friend who was telling me that it's open. It's open even through the muzzleloader season. Is that true?
Yeah, all the archery-only public lands are open through the muzzleloader
okay,
season.
I was looking at the Maryland state guide.
Yep.
the season, but it did said from January 6th to January 31st. So the period between December 20th to January 6th was, I presumed it was closed since there was no specification. But, yeah, that's great.
Let me back up on that a little bit. You saw this in the Guide to Hunting and Trapping about the public hunting areas being closed. Archery-only areas are closed?
Well, it wasn't particular to the areas. It was just it just said for the whitetail season for archery.
Okay, now you got me looking. I don't want to misspeak. Archery hunting at Liberty, Lock Raven, and Pretty Boy Reservoirs. Is that what you're telling? Is that where you were looking?
I don't know. I don't have the map on me. All I know is it was like the first line, the first or second line for the archery whitetail up top.
Okay.
Yeah, I wish I had it on me.
I actually have that. I actually took the PDF and downloaded it. I didn't print it, but I put it on my desktop so I can
I plan on hunting at Liberty or Lock Raven anyway. So if you say that's good, that's where I'm going to be at.
Well, anyway. I would check that then through the muzzleloader season because that's in effect till next Saturday, I believe. So let me see if I can. Let me see.
So the new muzzleloader is not allowed in those areas.
Oh, no muzzleloader. But I can't understand why they would be closed to bow hunting. I'm looking at the archery hunting at Liberty, Lock Raven, and Pretty Boy in the book right now, but I'm not seeing what you're telling me. So you'll have to let me do a little more work on it when I'm not on the air.
I'll just email it to you.
That'd be good, yeah.
Fishing
Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com.
All I got you.
Thanks,
all
man.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Alan.
All righty. Bye-bye.
I'll see you.
Happy New Year. Here we go. 410 WCBM 680. That's how you started out. That's for sure. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680. To get in the muzzleloader contest, it's very simple. You call. You drop your phone number with our producer, and then you go on the air and say hi. That's it. That's very simple. That's how you do it. However, we do have a tragedy in D.C. This was at the National Zoo. Now, this was on December 27th, which was yesterday. Two cheetahs at the Smithsonian's National Zoo have met with some unexpected prey, and the result was predictable. This is courtesy of WJLA, ABC News in Washington, D.C. Zoo officials say a white-tailed deer was killed by the cheetahs after it apparently jumped into their enclosure on Friday. A spokeswoman calls it a normal, unexpected reaction by the carnivorous big cats. The zoo says a zookeeper heard noises from the cheetah pen shortly before noon and found the deer carcass next to the cheetah siblings named Carmelita and Justin. Carmelita and Justin. However, the deer did not have a name that we know. No witnesses saw the deer entering the cheetah habitat other than the cheetahs, according to the report. Deer are plentiful in Rock Creek Park, which borders the zoo. The National Park Service has used sharpshooters to control the deer population in Rock Creek Park. One deer met its untimely demise at the hands of cheetahs in the National Zoo. Near the village, the peaceful village, the lion sleeps. The lion might have been sleeping, but the cheetahs apparently were wide awake. We don't have a cheetah song, no. So, you know, we'll have to substitute cheetah for lion, I guess. Hey, when you go hunting or fishing on the Eastern Shore, be sure to stop by Chesapeake Outdoors on Kent Island for the largest selection of hunting gear, apparel, and fishing tackle. Chesapeake Outdoors has firearms and ammunition for deer and waterfowl. A lot of waterfowl stuff. Compound and crossbows by Matthews and Excalibur. Outdoor clothing and camo. That would be camouflage by Under Armour and Drake Waterfowl. Hunting boots, hips, and waders. Goose and duck calls and every accessory you need for your hunt. The friendly and knowledgeable staff can help you find exactly what you need. Now, services at Chesapeake Outdoors include goose and duck picking. Yes, that's right. They will pick your goose and your duck. You pick the one to shoot, and then they will pick the feathers from it for you and send you home with a plucked goose or duck in a bag, if you like. Bow tuning and repair, custom arrows, scope mounting, and much, much more. Now, the Bubba Blade, they have a lot of those. And those are great knives for the sportsman, ice for your cooler, for fishermen. You need it, they got it. From panfish to rockfish, you're covered. Chesapeake Outdoors, just off Route 50 East at Dominion Road, exit 39B on Kent Island. That phone number, 410-604-2500. 604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors.
Alan Ellis here for Hammer Hollow Outfitters. Looking for a place to hunt for quality deer or waterfowl? Hammer Hollow Outfitters has thousands of acres spread over 9 farms on Maryland's Eastern Shore. Brian Doyle and Ken Kirchner are dedicated to your success and your safety. Hammer Hollow has proven blinds for ducks and geese, and their farms produce big bucks year after year. Your chances are good for a fair chase mature whitetail. Visit their website, hammerhollowoutfitters.com, or call 410-903-2872. Hammer Hollow Outfitters, 410-903-2872 for geese, ducks, and quality bucks.
Hey, the Wild is calling, the Great American Outdoor Show, February 1st through the 9th at the Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Presented by the Outdoor Channel. 650,000 square feet. That's 650,000. Notice how my voice went up on that? 600 and that's a lot of square feet. 650,000. Shooting manufacturers, outfitters, boats, RVs, hunting and fishing retailers, and mucho more. Celebrating the outdoor tradition, treasured by millions of Americans, featuring the NRA country concerts, including the just-announced Trace Adkins Country Jam, the NRA banquet and auction, the Wall of Guns raffle, archery competitions, and tons of speaking events and interactive displays. The Wild is calling. Tickets are on sale now. Start your adventure at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. That's greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. ORG, February 1st through February 9th in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and last longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
I enjoy the memories of my hunts as much as I enjoy hunting. The best way to honor the game that you have taken is by preserving your trophy through taxidermy. My taxidermist is Don Travis of Travis Taxidermy near Chestertown. Don has mounted over a dozen ducks for me, my best buck, and my pronghorn antelope with skill and craftsmanship. I wouldn't have it any other way, and neither should you. With over 40 years of experience, Travis Taxidermy has completed specimens from wood ducks to whitetails for thousands of Maryland hunters to the exotic big game animals of Africa and Alaska and beyond. But he would just as soon see you with your buck or your youngster's first goose. Is Travis Taxidermy the cheapest guy in town? No, sir, he's not. Nor is he the most expensive, but in my opinion, he's just the best. For 40 years, Don and his crew have been transforming skin and bones into magnificent creations that will let you relive the memory of your hunt for a lifetime. Call Travis Taxidermy, 410-778-4107. Stop by the showroom or visit TravisTaxidermy.com. Travis Taxidermy, 410-778-4107, exceeding your expectations for over 40 years. Hunters, you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
Don't miss the best of Rush Limbaugh on Rush's Weekend Review, now on Sunday afternoons from 2 to 4 on the most powerful names in talk. Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Dynasty music there for you from Steve Conover, one of the Duck Commander DVDs. Let's talk to Stan in Trap, Maryland. Good morning, Stan. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, Mr. Allen. This is a heavenly morning, too.
It's a beautiful day out there.
Speaking of Trappy,
yes,
that's where my tractor trailer is headed. I hope the guys are finished their coffee and out of my way by the time I get there. It's hard to see them when I pull in. Everybody's wearing camouflage. But any anyway, I think the deer's name that you talked about, I think the deer's name was Cecil.
The Cecil was the deer? Okay, yeah.
I heard that rumor.
Okay, Cecil the deer is the one that jumped into the cheetah pen in D.C.?
And I got to hand it to you. Through all the commercials you did, I've never heard you take one breath.
Hey, you know what? I practiced that, yeah.
Well, this is going to be heaven, because your footprint reaches out to the eastern shore pretty good, so that's more than I can ask for on a normal work day for some of us. So I'm just going to sit back and listen and grab a couple gears, just relax onto the eastern shore.
Well, do be careful down there, because there are still plenty of deer left, from what I understand, and they tend to be crossing the road this time of day.
Well, I've got an older tractor, and I could use a new bumper.
Ah, okay. Well,
so this might work out just fine.
Yeah. Now, you know, it's interesting that you said that the deer had a name. You know, I've been watching. I don't know if you get any time to watch any of these television shows on some of the, you know, the Outdoor Channel or some of the other ones. And you know, there's nothing wrong with the shows for the most part. But they have these deer on what they call their hit list, and they name them all. You know, that one's split brow. That one's, you know, this, that one's that.
I got to say this, though. I'm not ready to turn on the 15 inches of bridge, so I got to put this phone down.
Yeah.
But I actually sit with all the hullabaloo about, what was the name of the show now? Duck Commanders?
Yeah, yeah.
I actually sat down on my day off, and I watched about 4 episodes. And I sort of got a kick out of it. It's really not the show. I mean,
it's the whole attitude. You know,
I'd love to have that kind of money coming in, you know, but it was the down to earth. It was just like Swamp People or something like that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Down to earth. Get me the heck out of Baltimore. Come on, honey, pack your bags. I got to go someplace where the people are real.
Yep, West Monroe, Louisiana. That's as real as it gets, man.
So. And what did he say? She doesn't have to, one of the episodes, she doesn't have to be beautiful. She just knows how to cook.
Yep, while he's chopping the heads off of frogs and skinning them in front of his grandson.
Yeah, and if she's carrying a Bible,
yep,
that's good enough for me.
You got her, buddy.
I can see the bumper sticker now, and happy.
Oh, they're out there. Don't worry about it.
Mr. Allen, I'll wish you a good morning, sir. Be careful on the way home.
All right, Stan. Thank you, buddy.
All right, thank you,
Watch
sir.
Out for watch out for Beanie. He might be, now that Cecil's gone.
I'm doing my best, sir.
All right, see ya.
Believe me, anything goes wrong, I don't know how you like your steaks, but they're going to be extra done.
Not that tender, thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right, buddy. See you, Stan. Stan the truck driver. Got to like that guy, I'll tell you what. All right, but yeah. Okay, so the deer's, you know, we're joking around, the deer's name that jumped in the cheetah pen with the two cheetahs named Carmelita and Justin. I mean, who names a cheetah Carmelita and Justin? I mean, okay, Carmelita and Justin. To me, when I'm hunting, we might know there's a big buck in the area, but we haven't assigned him a name usually. And I guess some of these guys that, you know, that do this all the time and hunt where there's a tremendous amount of bucks in, you know, like some of the Midwest states or Texas or some of these places, they can pick a particular deer to shoot. But to me, I feel much better if that deer is anonymous. You know, I mean, you see deer on a trail camera and you go, hey, that's a nice 10 point. I hope the 10 point shows up tonight. I'd like to see that 10 point, you know, and when you break it down to giving it a name, then you start assigning a personality to it. It's a deer. It's a wild animal. You know. You want to name your dog and be friends with your dog and learn about your dog and live with your dog and take care of your dog and love your dog or your cat or your parakeet or your ball python, fine. But if it's an animal that I'm hunting, not going to give it a name. Sorry. What do you think? 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. 1-800-WCBM-680, 1-800-922-6680. Well, the new surveillance network of radar units and cameras, the M-Line, M-L-E-I-N, Maryland Natural Resources Police, last week charged four watermen with oystering violations on the Eastern Shore. And officers also charged four people with hunting violations in Western Maryland. Now, in Talbot County, officers with laptops tapped into the Maritime Law Enforcement Information Network, M-Line, Maritime Law Enforcement Information Network, on December 20th and noticed what appeared to be illegal harvest activity on the Choptank River. A land-based officer over the horizon alerted a patrol boat and directed it to the scene. William Keith Elliott, 53, and John Richard Wilson, 36, of Cambridge, were each cited for harvesting oysters with a power dredge in a sail dredge area and harvesting oysters more than 200 feet inside a prohibited area with prohibited gear. Well, now, that's interesting. Also in Talbot County on December 11th, M-Line, the Maritime Law Enforcement Information Network, was employed to track a workboat to the Choptank River and then to Naps Narrows, where officers on land intercepted it and seized 20 bushels of oysters. After an investigation, Bartlett Wade Murphy, Jr., 39, and Catherine Dawn Gal, 24 years old, both of Tillman, were charged with dredging on submerged lands reserved for tonguing, dredging in an area reserved for hand tonguing, improper tagging of an oyster container, and harvesting oysters more than 200 feet in prohibited area with prohibited gear. In addition, they were issued 18 warnings. No court date has been scheduled. I think this is a misprint. Wade, I think they meant Murphy, has been found guilty in district court of numerous natural resource violations dating back to the mid-90s. M-Line. Information Network, Eyes on the Bay. I needed money cause I had none. I fought the law and the law won. I fought the law and the law won. They can watch you pick your nose on your boat. That's right. They can watch you hook a bloodworm at Mattapique Pier. Steve on the Eastern Shore. How are you, Steve? What's up?
I'm doing great, Al. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. What's up, man?
I just wanted to weigh in on the great deer name controversy.
I don't know if it's a controversy. It's an opinion, you know? Do you name your deer?
I'm with you. No, but that one most certainly had a name, and its name was Lunch. I'll leave you with that.
Yeah. That's it, buddy. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All righty. Yep. Bambi makes tasty sandwiches. Mark in Towson, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
What's up, man?
Happy New Year.
Same to you.
Two issues. I called about the naming, and then I heard about this waterman who caught illegally dredging.
Yes.
I take the rule that's commonly used by farmers. They name animals that are going to stay around, like milk cows.
Right. Bessie and Bertha and, you know, like that.
Yeah. But they don't name animals that are being raised for slaughter because they don't want to develop an attachment. It's just a natural thing. Why would you name and start to attribute a lot of personality to an animal you intend to harvest?
I have heard people, however, who have done that and then have slaughtered the animal and have actually labeled the packs of meat with the animal's name. I find that...
Look, Alan, each to his own.
I find that uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's like what I've read about different civilizations where people engage in cannibalism, and they eat their enemy and try to assume some of their characteristics. It just strikes me as bizarre.
Yes. Now, what did you want to say about the watermen?
How are you ever going to clean up the bay when every time DNR establishes a new oyster bar and the oysters are there to filter the water, these criminals come along and destroy it?
Profit.
How are we ever going to make progress?
Profit motive.
I know there's a profit motive.
Profit motive.
You're going
money does strange things to people.
Well, it would do strange things if they had really meaningful penalties, like taking their property away from them.
That is there.
It's real hard to destroy the oyster bar when they took your boat and sold it and kept the proceeds.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Well,
so
we do have those.
They don't mean business.
Well, we do have those penalties in place. We do, Mark. And
you enforce them?
Well, yeah, but if you take a man's license and, you know, he goes out on another man's boat and he's working on another man's boat, I mean, it's so interconnected. And you know, most watermen hate this. They really do.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
You know, they hate this. They hate hearing their buddies' names on the radio, but and seeing it in the paper and seeing it in the NRP blotter, you know. And I don't. Some of these guys, it's almost like a badge of honor to them when they get caught. You know, that type of thing, because then they can blame the man for something. You know, but who's at fault really? You know,
well,
who's at fault?
It really brings disrepute upon,
you know,
men, and most of them are.
Yeah. Yep. So, I mean, there's all types of incentive and grants and things out there for people who want to make a profit in the oyster business. You know, it's easier to get on your old work boat and go out there and do what you've always done for generations than it is to look at the future and say, maybe I look at, leasing a piece of sanctuary or leasing a piece of the bay and trying to raise oysters on my own and protect my own interest. You know,
it's easier to walk into a bank with a gun than to get up very early on a Saturday morning.
Yeah.
But you do it.
Exactly right. Exactly right. So, you know. All right, buddy. Well, the age-old debate.
Yeah, it is. Very frustrating.
All right. Well, Mark, you do have a name, so we'll call
you.
We will.
There aren't too many people coming for me yet.
We will call you by it. And so, all right. Now, you did mention cannibals, didn't you?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I thought maybe that came up in the conversation. You did hear about the two cannibals eating a clown, didn't you? One looked at the other and said, "Does this taste funny to you?" All right.
Have a good one.
Happy New Year. Bye-bye. There he goes. Ricky in Arbutus. How are you doing, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, Adam?
I'm all right. What's up?
Not much. I hope you recognize me or remember me. I only call when you talk about gun control. You know that.
I do, yes.
Oh, okay. That's the only time my blood goes boiling.
I got you.
Other than that, I just listen and laugh.
I appreciate that.
I like listening to you.
Well, thank you.
I'm not, I have never hunt. I love to, but I don't have time for it. But this is my thing, is life is too much of a busy. But these people who talking, I'm straight up nature person. I mean, I don't get it. Okay, how do you name a deer and then you go shoot it? It's like you say, you have a dog and it's your pet. So what's the next time you're going to name a cat and then put it outside and shoot it?
No, I guess it's a way, I mean, if you've got a number of deer on your property and you're managing your property, it's a way for you to identify a deer, you know, an animal, and say, well, that one has double brow tine, for example, so we'll name him Split Brow. Or that one has a curved G2, so we'll name him Hooks. Or, you know, some type of name like that. But when it comes to naming these animals and stuff, I mean, take a look at what you've got. You've got wild animals that are free free in their native country in Africa, the cheetah.
Right. I mean,
we put them in a cage, and then we name them Carmelita and Justin.
No, but they don't make any sense. They all they're not human. I thought the name was created for human.
Well, yeah, right.
Because
exactly.
We can,
I mean,
we
if
talk
you
talk to each other, we can speak. We have names. Okay, they might have names for each other. I don't care, but I don't speak their language.
Exactly.
And
Yeah.
So what am I naming him for?
Yeah.
Can I say it to him name and they're going to speak back to me?
Well, Ricky, no, Carmelita, I mean, why would you name an African cheetah? Why would you give it a Hispanic surname?
Because these people are, okay, I'm going to leave it alone.
Sounds like I'm getting your blood pressure up just a little.
You are. I have things to say about these people, but I'm going to leave it alone because it's a radio. I'm going to control myself. They think, believe me, these are people who name them. They think they can sit down and have a talk with cheetah and lion. Believe me.
Well, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, they think it's, oh, wow, why don't we nurture them? Or I don't know what else they can do with them.
Well, you know, it's nice if you've got you know moms with kids and there on the sign it says, you know, our siblings were born on March 23rd, 2011, and we named them Carmelita and Justin. And the kid goes, look, Mommy, there's Carmelita, there's Justin. Hi, Justin.
Yep.
Just don't put your arm in the pen. All right.
Like I say, pets are pets.
No, I got you.
Yeah, you can sit down with your dog and you can pet him. I don't think you can sit down with your cheetah and pet him.
Nah, not really.
There you go.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
Bye, man.
See you. Bye-bye. There goes Ricky. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Hey, I mentioned I went to Clyde's Sports Shop yesterday, I believe, and Lawrence Gunsmith was in, and I took a firearm with a scope on it, and I had pretty much placed the scope where I wanted it. I used to mount scopes for a living when I worked in a sporting goods store, so I know a little bit about what I'm doing, and I had the eye relief set, and I just wanted Lawrence to check the mounts and check the rings and everything, which he did, and, you know, made sure the eye relief was right, and it's all good. So, but that's one of the services that they do is scope mounting and bore sighting of your firearm. And they do have quite a selection of firearms at Clyde Sports Shop. A lot of Brownings. They've got Remingtons and H&R and just about all the brands that you could need, want, or imagine for both personal protection, for hunting, for the shooting sports. If, you know, you want to go shoot sporting clays or trap or skeet, they've got all that. And most of them are made by Browning. The Browning Satori. Over and Under Sporting Clays, beautiful gun. They've got the BT-99 trap gun for trap shooters if you like. And they can order just about anything, too. If you like pump shotguns, it's the BPS Pump. 410, 28, 20, 16, 12, and 10-gauge models. 12 and 20-gauge rifle barrel deer models are also available if you like the pump. It comes with it's standard. Bottom ejection. Doesn't shoot out the side. Ejects the shells out the bottom, the empty shells. Has a DuraTouch armor coating. Mossy Oak Breakup Infinity Camo finish. And comes with 3 Invector Plus choke tubes. Take a look at it. The BPS Pump Shotgun. Clyde Sports Shop and Browning, your full-line Browning dealer. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Just off Beltway Exit 9. Why not give them a call at 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108. Website is ClydeSports.com.
Don't be fooled by cheap crab prices. That's bull stuff. NBS Seafood offers live Louisiana blue crabs during the off-season. Avoid the pre-steamed, mushy, flavorless crab scandal. Get your live crabs at NBS Seafood. You can enjoy your crabs tonight. Cook your own crabs to unlock that special flavor that fresh steamed crabs are famous for. Just 20 minutes in your steamer, so good your taste buds scream. We even have the crab spice for you. Call NBS Seafood at 410-271-3202. NBS Seafood now has Chincoteague and Pocomoke oysters in the shell or by the pint. Maryland crab meat, live Maine lobsters, live crawfish, wild-cut Gulf shrimp, and many fresh and flash frozen delights, too. NBS Seafood has a roadside stand at 1223 Dorsey Road in Glen Burnie next to Jim Donnie's RV. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 2:30 to 6:30, Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 6:30. That phone number is 410-271-3202, 410-271-3202 for live crabs. NBS Seafood, no bull stuff sold here.
Hey, that pint of oysters we got at NBS Seafood was delicious. We had them for dinner last Sunday night, fried oysters. They were just great. Hey, the Wild is Calling, the Great American Outdoor Show, February 1st through the 9th. And that's at the Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, presented by the Outdoor Channel. 650,000 square feet of shooting manufacturers, outfitters, boats, RVs, hunting and fishing retailers, and much, much more, celebrating the outdoor traditions treasured by you and me and millions of Americans. Featuring the NRA Country Concerts, including the just-announced Trace Adkins Country Jam, the NRA Banquet and Auction, the Wall of Guns Raffle, Archery Competition, and tons of speaking events and interactive displays. The Wild is calling, and it's calling you. Tickets are on sale now. Start your adventure at GreatAmericanOutdoorShow.org. That's GreatAmericanOutdoorShow.org. February 1st through February 9th in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner. The Doe Harvest Challenge is now statewide. Deer hunters, by donating your female deer, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
You're on the most powerful names in talk. Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com.
Yeah, Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck.
Send this out to Stan.
Big Ben, come on.
On the Eastern Shore.
Oh, yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean clear to Flagtown, come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we've got us a convoy.
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Cause we got a little convoy talking through the night. Yeah, we got a little convoy. Ain't she a beautiful sight? Come on and join our
Let's talk to Dale in Easton. Good morning, Dale. How are you?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm good.
A good Christmas.
Thank you. I did. And you?
It was okay.
Okay.
Alan, I assume that the zoo personnel jumped in there real quick and got rid of that carcass. But you know, Alan, what a teachable moment.
No kidding.
What a teachable moment to let the public see this is what these animals do. This is how they survive. But I'm sure they jumped in there and put blue tarps up around the whole compound so the little eyes couldn't see. This is how nature operates.
I agree with you.
What a teachable moment.
I agree. I think that's great.
I mean, it's probably never happened before there, but
you know what? Laura, our social media coordinator, visits the National Zoo with her five-year-old, Austin, on occasion.
Mm-hmm.
And she actually has pictures of a nice buck standing on the edge of one of those cages. I mean, Rock Creek State Park is right there.
There's deer all over the place.
All over the place in the district, no question about it.
Sure.
Yeah. And, you know, these are the people, if you've ever read about, if you've ever seen articles about the bringing in deer control and that type of thing, they'll get 3,000 comments from people.
Oh, sure.
Why do they have to shoot the deer?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that
type
of thing. And it's pretty amazing. But, I agree with you that it would have been a teachable moment.
Yeah, it would have been just great. I'm sure some of the people have seen it on TV.
Sure.
But, when you see it live, like I have, I mean, it's totally different.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a different thing. And you could explain to little Johnny, little Susie, this is what these animals do, Alan.
That's right.
They have to kill. They don't go to the supermarket.
Nope.
They don't turn the stove on or the microwave.
Well, I'm sure they get their, you know, daily portion of whatever.
Served in a bowl or something.
Yeah, exactly. There, yeah. Carmelita and Justin will never know what it's like to. I mean, now they do, but they'll never know what it's like to, you know, to roam the plains and hunt for themselves. You know what I mean?
It's nice to hear that the adults were able to make the kill. And, I mean, I'm sure those adults, I don't know where they came from, but they may not have ever, you know, killed an animal before.
Maybe not. You never know.
The fact that they were able to take the animal down and take it back to the cubs as they do in the wild for the cubs to eat, I think that's pretty remarkable.
It is. It is indeed.
And
yeah.
It's too bad the public was not able to see that, which I'm sure they weren't. I don't know what time of the day that the actual kill occurred.
Right, exactly. Well, the time stamp on this was 6:56 p.m. I don't know if that was during the course of the normal news day or if it was after dark or before daylight. Who knows?
Yeah, it would have been interesting. I don't know whether they have any sort of cameras there, but would it have been fascinating, Alan, to have observe the adults making that kill?
Yes, it would have. Yes,
it would have been fascinating. So, but you would never, ever, oh, my God. Can you imagine the uproar if they would show something? Oh, my Lord.
Hey, look. They've shown worse on television in D.C., I can assure you.
Oh, yeah, well,
you know, so,
I don't consider that bad. But these animal freaks, animal lovers, they would just freak out.
Yeah, I know. You got to love it, though.
Same.
I'm on the cheetah side.
Me too.
All right. Dale, buddy, I appreciate that. I'll give you a call a little later.
Talk to you later.
Thanks, man. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
There he goes. Bye-bye. All right. Chesapeake Outdoors. Yes, indeed. Hey, if you are a waterfowl hunter, I mean, look, you like to shoot ducks and geese, not pick them. Ugh. Let Chesapeake Outdoors on Kent Island do the dirty work for you. Yeah, they'll pick your ducks and geese while you browse through the store and see the huge selection of waterfowl calls, the deer hunting gear, the fishing tackle, the camouflage clothing by Drake and Under Armour, the boots, the hip boots, the waders. You get the idea. Yeah, you wait and just browse a little bit and get your ducks and geese picked and you're good to go. Chesapeake Outdoors is loaded with hunting gear and fishing tackle for every occasion. The friendly and knowledgeable staff can help you find what you need. Bubba Blade knives, ice for your cooler, bows by Matthews, crossbows by Excalibur, firearms, waterfowl calls, and much, much more. Chesapeake Outdoors just off Route 50 East at the Dominion Road exit 39B on Kent Island. Phone number 410-604-2500. That's 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Alan Ellis here for Hammer Hollow Outfitters. Looking for a place to hunt for quality deer or waterfowl? Hammer Hollow Outfitters has thousands of acres spread over 9 farms on Maryland's eastern shore. Brian Doyle and Ken Kirchner are dedicated to your success and your safety. Hammer Hollow has proven blinds for ducks and geese, and their farms produce big bucks year after year. Your chances are good for a fair chase mature whitetail. Visit their website, hammerhollowoutfitters.com, or call 410-903-2872. Hammer Hollow Outfitters, 410-903-2872 for geese, ducks, and quality buck. Every now and then, you tag a nice buck or a pretty drake duck, or you get a chance to go out west or Canada, Alaska, even Africa on a big game hunt. or your youngster bags his first deer or goose. Now you want to preserve the memory of that hunt and honor that trophy. Don Travis has mounted thousands of game animals from around the world at his shop, Travis Taxidermy, near Chestertown. Don's mounted over a dozen ducks for me, my best buck, my pronghorn antelope, with skill and craftsmanship. I wouldn't have it any other way, and neither should you. I like visiting my account and seeing his mountain lion, his coos deer, his elk, and his wife's African lion, all mounted by Travis Taxidermy. Is Travis Taxidermy the cheapest guy in town? No, sir, he is not. Nor is he the most expensive. In my opinion, he's just the best. For 40 years, Don and his crew have transformed skin and bones into magnificent creations that will let you relive the memory of the hunt for a lifetime. Call Travis Taxidermy at 410-778-4107 or visit TravisTaxidermy.com. Travis Taxidermy, 410-778-4107, exceeding your expectations for 40 years.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Well, there's the music. It looks like we've come to the end of our first hour. We hope you enjoyed it. And I certainly did. More coming up the next hour. I just want to remind you, we have The Outdoorsman Radio Show on Facebook, Ellis Outdoors LLC, Maryland Hunting Quarterly, and Maryland Loves Crabs are all Facebook entities. We also recommend that you would get in the muzzleloader contest, and you can do so by email. My email address for anything you'd like to send me is ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, and we always enjoy hearing from you. Now get out, stay safe.
Hunters, you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting.